we get along? If I offer you my hand, will you refuse? We've all got so much to gain and everything to lose. Can't we get along? Can't we all get along?
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces. You just heard a little bit of the new song, Can't We Just Be Friends, by Wendy Moten, a song that is being promoted by the legendary Pat Boone, who joins us now. Of course, Pat, one of the most iconic American entertainers of all time. Millions of records sold, gold records, top 40 hits, movies, TV. Pat, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us. And you've always been someone who's very pro-law enforcement, but you've always been pro-civil rights. And I think that's important in our time, that you don't have to be one or the other. You can be both, right?
Of course. That's the whole point of life. And we there's only one race, the human race. And we've got to quit letting differences separate us. And I've been attacking that since my earliest days when I was the youngest guy ever to have his own music variety show. I was 21 years old on ABC, the Pat Boone Chevy Showroom, and all of these black performers would come and grace me with appearing on my show singing with, I'm talking about Nat Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, Johnny Mathis, Sammy Davis, the Mills Brothers, and then, of course, I would have my buddies Little Richard and Fats and others come on with me, And I was thrilled that these performers were willing to come on my show and sing with me, and of course from then on, I've been part of a fraternity or a brotherhood of black entertainers. I even did an album recently of R&B classics and new versions of their hit songs with Smokey Robinson, Tears of a Clown, Can't Help Myself with Four Tops, We Are Family with Sister Sledge, Way of the World with Earth, Wind, and Fire, yes. And I went to Augusta and recorded Papa's Got a Brand New Bag with The Godfather. Hey, hey, Pat's got a brand new bag! And I recorded all of these things, and they wouldn't have recorded with me if, as some perverse non-historians have tried to indicate, that when I was doing Little Richard's Tutti Frutti and Fats Domino's Ain't That a Shame, I was somehow impeding their careers or taking something from them. They'd already had hits in the rhythm and blues field with their songs, but they weren't getting played on pop radio until I did them. And then when I had huge hits with their songs, that introduced them to the pop audience, and they took off. And they knew that. They knew Fats and Little Richard both said, I made more money from Pat Boone's records of my song than from my own. But then the door opened, and I was able to come through with more of my own music into the pop world and not just be relegated to what was called then race music. Here I was, a white kid from Nashville, and I was singing their songs and having hits with them, and they were thrilled about it.
And that's something that, you know, we were just talking about Wendy here, and she's a Nashville singer, and you know, the time is right for a song like she just wrote, we were just listening to, isn't it?
No, I wrote the song. I wrote the words and music. She's singing it. I wrote it after Rodney King was beaten up so badly, and he came out to face the press for the first time. Instead of saying something inflammatory, he said, can't we get along? Can't we just be friends? And I wept at that time thinking, that's got to be a song. So I wrote it. I didn't have any way to really get it marketed at the time. I sang it with black choruses in some events. But then, just about 2 weeks ago, I realized it's an anthem for now. And a great videographer has put together all the recent clips from the riots in America in which the people, the protesters, the police, the old, the young, the black, the white, are all doing what the song cries out for them to do, reaching out to each other, getting on the knees together, raising their hands together, communicating and hugging. I mean, this video shows the good things that were happening right in the middle of the riots, not marauding, not throwing Molotov cocktails, not throwing frozen bottles of water and even shooting at police, No, that's not going to work. Martin Luther King said we cannot let violence sully or spoil our peaceful protest. We've got to use soul power, not physical power, to reach our goals. And he gave his life for that. And I even wrote a song about his words and set those to music. I had a dream. So I've been active, as you say, but now I saw a chance to help build a musical bridge across this chasm that's just yawning in front of us in this country. We've got to just reach across and say, hey, we're all created by the same God, and we can come together, and we must, and we will. Slavery was a long time ago. None of us were slave masters, and none of the people of today were slaves. It was a black mark on our history, but we can sure make more history for our future by erasing the enmities and helping each other, not attacking each other.
Very well said. And I know you only got about a minute and a half here. I have to ask you a question, though, as a Oakland guy born in the 60s. When you got the Oakland Oaks and you got Rick Barry to come over after he was mad at the Warriors, I mean, what were those? It wasn't a long time, but what were those years like? Because that was a lot of fun.
It was so exciting because, you know, Oakland, they loved the Warriors, but there was a rivalry, too, between Oakland and San Francisco. And so they supported the Warriors, but they wanted their own team. Well, I helped create the ABA, and then I had the Oakland franchise, and we got Rick Barry and a couple of great guys like Larry Brown, who became a great coach. Doug Moe also became a great coach. And we created the ABA, the three-point shot. I mean, I really, if there's a book called Loose Balls about the history of the ABA, and, of course, it talks about my involvement, my ownership of the Oaks. But it was really exciting, except I couldn't get Oakland people to come in big numbers to the games in the Oakland Coliseum. And we had 8,000 in the Oakland Coliseum when we won the ABA championship, beat the Indiana Pacers. Rick Barry scored, 40, 50 points. We did 17 straight wins at one point. And Oakland just wasn't coming to support their own team. And so, of course, it was sold to a guy in Washington, D.C. It became the Washington Capitals and then the Virginia Squires. And I have finally recovered from the financial blow that was to me. But I turned down the opportunity because of that experience. I turned down the opportunity to be a co-owner of the Dallas Mavericks or the Phoenix Suns. I said, no, I'll just play basketball from now on. I still play in the senior games. I played in the last three national senior games, 3-on-3 basketball. I played in the 75-80, the 80-85 brackets last. And wow. I'm not going to play in the 85-90 bracket. There will be such, I think. But I think I'm through playing basketball. But I loved giving Oakland a championship team in the ABA, because then the ABA dissolved, and many of the great players, Julius Erving and George Gervin and others, became NBA pros. We gave basketball people like that, Dr. J, as well as the three-point shot, and of course Steph Curry and all the others now are becoming heroes with the three-point shots, but I helped start that in the ABA.
Yep, the old red, white, and blue ball as well. We've been speaking with Pat. I know you got to run to the next interview, and I want to remind everybody to check out the song by Wendy Moten, Can't We Just Be Friends? Pat, it was a pleasure having you on, as spry as ever. We really appreciate it. Come on back again when we got more time.
Okay, will do. Thank you, Andy.
All right, great stuff. I called Will Paxton James Paxton, and he called me Andy, but that's okay. Boy, what a memory, 85 years old. And you think about, those great teams that the Oakland Oaks had. That's the thing about Rick Barry. Rick Barry actually sat out a year. He was so mad at the Warriors. Then came back to play with the Oaks, won the championship, and went back to the Warriors. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Blast. If love is what I-